Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctor for my other prescription so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
I came across a recent article where the head of Accenture made the bold claim that large companies cannot do innovation. Now, these are one of those articles that just, they get my blood pressure really going here. More accurately, what he said was, corporate innovation does not work. Now, this is Neri Singh. He's head of Accenture, which is a big consulting firm globally. And he claims that as a result, many large companies are dying. And that's a direct quote. He says that innovation at large companies do not work because, quote, the firms are too slow to move to change their work practices. And he has this magic answer. And the magic answer is, work with startups. Now, it sounds like a one-size-fits-all solution innovation. And startups are the answer. That's where all the creative thinking is. Everybody that works for large organizations or large companies can't think creatively. You got to go to a startup. That's basically how this article reads. Now, flat out, I disagree. I absolutely do not agree with this premise that startups are the magic answer. Now, it can play a role of being one of many possible sources for innovation, but it isn't the situation as this article portrays where companies cannot innovate, large organizations cannot innovate, and the answer is go work with startups. Now, I ran the innovation program office at HP for more than 8 years. And that's with a team that launched more than 20 global products. We averaged between 2 and 3 fundamentally new products every year on a global scale. Now, with the right structure, you can make this happen. Now, look, in addition to the Innovation Program Office, I was also the Chief Technology Officer at HP. And it's that experience of having been at HP for 10 years, creating and running the IPO for 8 years, being the CTO, large organizations can be successful at innovation. What they need is the right structure, the right culture, and an understanding of how the laws of innovation apply to them. Now, what do I mean by the laws of innovation? What I mean by the laws of innovation, I wrote a blog post back, I think it's like 2011 now, where I wrote out the 7 laws of innovation based on my experience having been doing this in my career for more than 30 years. The blog post kind of blew up, got picked up by Fast Company and Business Week and a bunch. And a friend of mine, Brian Kramer and his wife, they run a design firm in Silicon Valley. They design posters of the 7 laws. You can get those over at innovation.tools, and 100% of the proceeds from those posters goes to Hacking Autism, a nonprofit helping those on the autism spectrum. So enough for the plug. But the 7 laws really lays out things like the laws of leadership, the laws of patience, the law of resources. Gives you the 7 elements that all have to be in place in an organization to really be effective at producing high-performance innovation. Now, I'm not going to go through the 7 laws. There's other podcasts in the catalog. You can go over to Killer innovations.com. You can look, just look for Seven Laws, and you can find the previous podcast. I've also written a lot about this over on the blog, so go to philmckinney.com. You can get that. My point here is that there is some very simple, fundamental things outside of the seven laws that an organization can do, larger organizations can do, to be much more effective in producing high-impact innovations. Now, let me just be upfront. This is hard. It requires perseverance. It requires some level of leadership from within the larger organization. And I mean more than just someone using innovation as a buzzword. But it can happen. So what are large companies to do? I'm going to share with you the six steps. These are six elements that large organizations can put in place to really have high-impact innovation. Step one, team leadership. Put the right leader in place. You need to have someone that's going to run this and these innovation efforts. Now, many out there will tell you that you have to go outside. You have to go outside and recruit somebody outside of your industry, somebody who's been a chief innovation officer someplace else. I'm going to tell you that's not always the case. And I think if that's the case where you feel like you have to go outside to hire somebody, then you've got a failure in your HR department. You've got a failure in your recruiting process. You most likely have someone inside your organization. They're just hidden. You need to find someone in your organization who has, for instance, experience across multiple industries. That's an important characteristic. You know, I credit my career success to having worked across everything from, you know, biometric security for the federal, you know, for the security agencies here within the U.S. government to computer-based training. You know, if you want to go out, you can still go buy a product I created called Typing Instructor. Still available in Best Buy 25 years later after I created that product. So CBT programming, stand-up coursework, mobile communications technologies, consumer electronics in the form of HP. You know, now I'm in the cable industry as a CEO. So I find that having that variety of experience across multiple industries, great characteristics. Find someone in your team who has that key. They've also somebody who's worked at both startups and large organizations. I've told this story on this show before. I did 13 startups before I got my first IPO and got really a payoff from all that effort. That's a test of perseverance. It's a test of perseverance for spouses. But I've also worked for large organizations, Computer Sciences Corporation, Hewlett Packard, and those all give you both large and small, and you can appreciate the pros and cons of each. You also need somebody who's been in the organization long enough to embrace the culture and just know how to get stuff done. Now, when you bring on this leader, this person to run it, you've got to be patient. You got to let them go. In the case of HP, I talk about the fact that we did more than 20 global product launches, fundamentally new products. We averaged 2 to 3 a year. Our metric that I gave to the CEO at HP at that time, Mark Hurd, was that we would do 2 products every year. We averaged really 3 every year, and in some years we did 4. But to get that, though, I negotiated basically a 3-year ramp up. For the first 3 years, no obligations. We didn't have to deliver squat for 3 years in order to get the team up and running and get it going. So you have to have someone in that team leadership who can put together not only the vision, who's got the experience, who's got passion. Look for the passion. Then you have to give them that ramp-up time. As a leader, you've got to give them that air cover. You've got to give them that protection. Now, if you are that hidden leader in your organization, step out. People aren't going to come by your desk and knock on and say, guess what? We want you to run innovation. If they don't know who you are, they don't know what you're capable of, they don't know your past work, they don't know your passion, how are any executives going to know that you are that hidden gem inside your organization? You have to be willing to step out. Now, if you're a leader in your organization and it's your task to find the person who should be leading your innovation efforts, get in deep into your organization. It most likely will not be your direct reports, and it may not even be your direct reports' direct reports. You need to get deep into the organization and find that hidden gem within your organization who can really shine if given the right culture, the right structure, the right support, the right patience in order to put together the right innovation efforts. What most organizations will do is they'll say, oh, we don't have anybody. I need to hire someone from the outside. Quote, I'll hire a chief innovation officer. We've solved the problem. That doesn't solve your problem. People from the outside, it takes a long time for them to get ramped up. Look, I was at HP for 2, 3 years, 4 years, really, before I became what I would call truly effective. I wasn't even the CTO for the first 2.5 years during Carly's era. I became CTO when Mark Hurd came in as the CEO. But those early years allowed me to learn the organization and then get ready to be positioned to take on the Innovation Program Office. That is what works. Find that person who's going to be the leader. And if you are that person, don't be shy. Let people know what you're interested in doing. Do good work. Do side projects where you can show your ability to innovate, be creative, come up with new ideas. So we've only covered the first of the six. So we're going to come back right after this quick commercial break and talk more about how large organizations can be successful in innovation. I do not buy into this premise that large companies cannot innovate. They can, and we're going to talk more about this, and we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Today we're discussing this article that was published a couple weeks ago about this comment that the head of Accenture made that corporate innovation does not work. That's Nery Singh, who's head of Accenture. And I flat out don't agree with it. So I'm sharing with you the six steps, six actions that a large organization can take in order to really be producing some high impact, game changing innovations. Step one that we just covered was around leadership. Get the right person in place. Now, after you have the right person in place, the step two, pretty obvious, is recruiting. Be on the lookout for people to join the team who show passion. Now, at HP, when I was first forming the Innovation Program Office, I went out purposely to hire the outcasts, the renegades, the rebels, the people who were not afraid to kind of stir the pot, cause a little angst in the system, inject a little stress. I was looking for people who were highly, highly passionate around the work that they were doing, whatever that work was, whether it was, you know, someone designing a new laptop or somebody who was creating some new, entirely new concept. But you have to have, you have to be looking for them, and you have to have an eye for the kind of people that you want. Now, you can teach people the business. I can teach people the business. I can teach people technology. I can teach people how to code, right? What I cannot teach is passion. I cannot teach someone to be really believing in an idea and just have absolute 100% dedication, passion to the work. So for me, passion is absolutely critical. It's getting somebody who really is energized around taking that idea and translating it. They need to have a proven ability to execute. There's a lot of people who are passionate, who are really great at sitting back and coming up with lots of ideas. They've filled up notebooks and notebooks and notebooks of ideas, but none of them have come to fruition. They've never delivered. They've never been able to translate that idea and actually execute against it. Now, in many cases, people who are passionate, who are high energy, who have had some experience on the execution, they most likely will not have basic innovation skills or abilities. But you can teach them, and you can find other people who can teach them. Right? It's one of the reasons why when I was at HP, when I started recruiting people into the Innovation Program Office, I started teaching this course called the Innovation Bootcamp. And the Innovation Bootcamp was a five-day course which kind of put people into a real pressure cooker situation, very time-boxed, very time-constrained, but give everybody the experience of going from a blank sheet of paper and not even knowing what to even spark for the idea all the way through to the end. Now, this is a course that I've been teaching for decades, and in fact, before I even joined HP, HP was a client, and I taught this workshop inside of HP, Agilent, and a number of other companies that were all spinoffs from HP, you know, in the late 90s going into the early 2000s. It's actually how I ended up at HP after teaching that course, and they wanted to bring that innovation culture back to HP, and that's why I originally came back to them. But you can teach the skills. Innovation is like any other skill. It's not a special blessing that you're bestowed on, and oops, sorry, the guy next to you, nah, sorry, you didn't get this quote special gift. That's bogus. Innovation is a skill. It's like any other skill. It's a skill you can learn, it's a skill you can practice, and it's a skill you can become proficient at. So get them up to scale, train them, onboard and support them, get them in place, give them some runway, let them stumble and fail, give them the air cover. One example when I was at HP is a guy by the name of Tom Saliga, and how I found him. I found him. We were getting ready to get on a plane to go to do a due diligence on a possible acquisition. I asked him, hey, what projects are you working on? He started sharing me kind of the standard products. He worked in desktops at the time. And I said, no. What project are you working on that your boss doesn't know about? And his eyes widened and says, are you serious? And I said, yes. And he just went off on this project of designing a new kind of hardware architecture for very, very high output, high compute in desktop computers. And I said, well, the only people that could use that would be the gaming business. And lo and behold, that's how the gaming business unit at HP got formed. So you got to recruit, have an eye, keep an eye open for people that are out there. Step three, governance. Governance is how do you control the innovation team. Be careful in how you set up your governance and of which ideas move forward. The innovation antibodies come out in droves when they think they can exert control on the yes-no decision. And I prefer to stay out of it, right, because of executive influence. I don't get in the middle of my teams picking the projects that move forward. We do things like set budget limits. So, for instance, at my current job, every employee gets $1,000 per year, whether you're the receptionist, the person, you know, pushing the broom to clean the break rooms, or your head of research and development. Every employee gets $1,000 a year. Every team can spend up to $50,000 a year on a project. They don't have to ask approval. They don't have to, you know, get someone sign off. Every team, $50,000. The innovation team, the people that run the innovation team that has the budget to be divvied out onto projects, they can approve up to an additional $250,000 before it even has to come to me as the CEO. It allows the teams to move fast. You'll find that the others that are kind of your antibodies will fall away because they can't keep up. The faster you move, the faster you go through projects, the faster your experimentation, you will just simply outrun everybody else inside the large organization, and they will just give up trying to control you because they cannot keep up. So these are just some of the governances that I've put in place, which is more about not control, but to give permission. The fact that every employee gets $1,000 to go drive an innovation idea, no matter who you are, or a team can spend up to $50,000, or the innovation team can approve spends up to $250,000 just on a raw idea without any permission, without any approval process needed, allows an organization to move quickly. What's interesting about the $1,000 per employee is we've had employees go around with an idea where they need $5,000 or $6,000, and they run around the company and they get their buddies to throw money into the pot. They raise, in effect, raise their round, their angel round inside the organization to see their idea come to fruition. Put structures, put governance in place, not to drive control, but to grant permission. Give permission to the teams to go out and make great things happen. So we're going to take another quick commercial break here. We're only through the step three. We've got three more to go of really the six steps, six actions that any large organization can take to really step up that game and create innovations that will have great impact. And believe me, large organizations can innovate. I've been in them. I've done it. I've got the proof. We're going to continue our conversations as soon as we come back from this quick commercial break.
here I have in front of me a glass of Super Beats. Now, I've been turned on to Super Beats by my buddy Sully. You know, Bob Sullivan from the Big Biz Show. He swears by this stuff because he's a bike rider. Super Beats, or beets, are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body. Now, I'm no chemist, but I have heard from my wife, who likes to think she's a chemist when it comes to this stuff, that these nitrates are really, really good for you. Well, according to the Super Beats folks, they are, and it's the most convenient way to get them. So call this number, 800-201-7450. 800-201-7450, or just go to raybeets.com. You're going to get a free book. It's called Beats, The Odds, and you get a 90-day supply for 60 days worth of money and a money-back guarantee. Here's to Super Beats. God bless. Wish me luck.
Do you want to launch your dream business and avoid a nightmare? Starting and growing a business can be risky. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur for the last 15 years, I have failed and I have won, and I want to help you avoid the pitfalls of small business. Join me here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win. Let me help you to win as an entrepreneur.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
I live alone and rarely have visitors, so when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right, get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Before we jump back into the show, I want to thank our sponsor this week, which is Zoom. Zoom delivers flawless video, clear audio, and instant sharing so that your teams can work better together, no matter where your team members are at. Now, how do I know this? I've been using Zoom for every day for over a year, long before they ever became a sponsor. It allows me to collaborate with my team who is scattered around the world, and it's the first video collaboration technology. And believe me, I've tried them all. This is the first one I've ever used that doesn't suck. And it's not just me who thinks so. Gartner just ranked them and is a new leader in what's called the Magic Quadrant for web conferencing this year. So it's a great solution for startup businesses, small businesses, large corporations, or individuals. So, working with Zoom, Zoom being a sponsor of the show, they're setting up and giving a free account. So give it a try. You get a free account that allows you to meet with up to 50 video participants. That's right. You can have 50 people on a video call with you and try this out. So visit killerinnovations.com/Zoom to find out more. That's killerinnovations.com/Zoom. Check it out. You won't regret it. So let's continue our conversation. Can large organizations innovate? And my answer is absolutely yes. So we've covered the first three steps. Let's jump into number four, what I call go outside. Now, just because you're a large organization and you got lots of resources, or any size organization, even if you're a small startup, do not fall into the trap that says that you can't come up with 100% of your own ideas. The hardest challenge for innovation is sourcing ideas. Where are you going to go to find those really great ideas? So you need to have an ecosystem. Create an ecosystem of outside parties that you're partnering with in order to source ideas. Now, this is where, okay, I've been harping this entire show around this article that from the leader of Accenture saying that large corporations cannot innovate and that startups are the answer. It's a one-size-fits-all kind of answer, which is bogus. In the case of innovation, you need to have multiple activities going. So, albeit Accenture is saying startups could play one role, but there are other roles. For instance, university research. I'm a big believer in working with universities, professors, grad students, postdocs, fund their research and see what comes of it. It's risk, but you never know where an idea may come up. Now, we talked about university research and co-innovation and startup VCs and what I call ecosystem innovation on a podcast here not too long ago. So go back to killerinnovations.com and you can search out this concept of other sources of innovation. So university research is one, co-innovation, where it's you and one other partner. That's another great source of innovation. You can do startups, VCs. You know, I do a lot of mentoring of startups. I mentor at accelerators and incubators, working with early stage companies. And then, you know, looking at ecosystem, where you're getting large consortiums to drive innovation. So, you know, we just had John Osborne on the show as the chairman of Zigbee Alliance. And I look at the output for organizations like Zigbee Alliance, particularly with the Zigbee 3.0 work that they've just released, where they bring together a large number of organizations together to drive an innovation to impact an industry. What I do day-to-day is ecosystem innovation. You know, I'm the CEO at Cable Labs. We're funded by, you know, 57 of the largest cable operators. We're basically the Bell Labs for cable. So if you enjoy your high-speed data over cable, that technology was invented at Cable Labs. In that case, we're trying to coordinate 57 different organizations plus the entire vendor community in order to innovate. We drive the innovations. We do not create products. So there's a lot of different ways that this plays out. So again, the key is go outside. Once you've got your innovation team in place, you've got a leader, you've recruited them, don't put the burden 100% on their shoulders. Create a funnel of ideas that can be coming in from the outside. In university and co-innovation and startups, working with venture capitalists, ecosystems, maybe you're doing, here in the United States, it's called an SBIR, Small Business Innovation Research Project, where it's funded by the government. Find the mechanisms to not be reliant on only one source of ideas for your innovation. Some examples, we just released, about 9 months ago, we announced a technology that's going to transform broadband services to consumers' homes into businesses. And a lot of that work was the result of university-funded research we started 4 years ago at Stanford University. So we've already had one big hit. We fund today, 8 or 10 universities. We're not a very big organization. Unlike at HP, where we funded 180 universities around the world, in my current role, we're 8 to 10 universities. But we've already had one big win as a result of that. So don't fall into the trap. Please don't fall into the trap that thinks that your team, your organization, or you as an individual are the only ones and the golden source for ideas. Get your ego out of the way. Recognize that ideas can come from any range of areas. Search them out. Step number 5, and here's advice that probably your boss will absolutely hate, and that is stay stealth. Once you get the team moving, stay hidden. Keep your heads down. Don't pop up. Don't be talking about your work. Antibodies cannot attack what they cannot see. The hardest part of my job is keeping people on the team. Stop talking. Stop saying what they're working on. They're proud of their work. They want to share it. The problem is, as soon as you pop up, people feel like they have a permission to have an opinion, right? I've seen way too many projects killed when someone stuck their head out of the foxhole and they got shot. So don't fall into that trap either. Stay stealth. Push that project down the pipeline as far as you can. An example of what I did for this is I actually created a remote research lab at HP that no one knew existed. 99% of the executives at HP had no idea. In fact, I did a journalistic tour. I brought journalists, and Wired Magazine came and Business Week came out to this hidden research lab not too far from San Jose Airport, and we made all the journalists turn off all GPS codes in their cameras so the photographs were not GPS tagged, so there wouldn't be any inadvertent release of where this secret research lab was at. And it was basically an old warehouse, and we were doing some phenomenal work. And basically, I hid the budget line item so that it couldn't even be cut. People, like, okay, I heard about this research facility. We can't afford that. We need to cut it. I'm like, go ahead, find the budget line item where it's hidden, right? Even the real estate department at HP had no idea where this research lab was at. Now, that research lab stayed in place, probably 18 months after I left before it finally did get, totally crushed. But creating both facilities and giving teams permission to not have to report out, let them do their work, protect them from the antibodies. Now, this applies to whether you're running, at HP at the time was 240,000 employees around 178 countries, to today, I have 180 employees, primarily in 3 facilities around the world. Giving permission to do work that's off the radar screen, that doesn't need executives sticking their fingers into it and mucking it up, giving permission for people to go stealth. But it's hard to do because people want to talk about it. They're proud of their work. So you have to balance that by creating opportunities for them to show off what they're doing, to show off the great work that they do. So keep in mind This is a recommendation that bosses, CEOs, leaders will have the hardest time understanding and accepting, but it's a critical one. Stay stealth. Stay off the radar screen for as long as possible, because antibodies, like I said, antibodies cannot attack what they do not see. And this stealth mode is one of the keys to success of taking an idea and turning it into an innovation. So, we've completed now 5 of the 6 steps that I'm recommending large organizations, large companies, any company really that wants to have high innovation impact. We've got one more to go. We're going to step out, take another quick commercial break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about number 6. How do large organizations create innovations? So we'll be right back after this break. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. 1 out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Hopefully so far I've convinced you that large companies, or companies literally of any size, can innovate. There's lots of materials, lots of books. We have lots of materials on our sites to help teams, organizations, CEOs, leaders, to put in place what they need to be successful. So today we're covering what I would call kind of the six critical steps that an organization needs to take to generate high impact innovations. We've covered the first five, we're on to number six. Number six is create a new funding model. Funding models in most corporations, most organizations of any size, is around the budget cycle, which means it's kind of an annualized process. If you're on a calendar year, typically in the summer, they start collecting up kind of rough ideas of the budget. The fall season, you know, August, September, October, people are kind of locking it down. November, it gets voted on. The board, quote, approves it. December, you're wrapping up the previous year. January, you're off and running. That's great. Makes for kind of a nice, structured, organized process. It doesn't work for innovation. You don't innovate on a calendar cycle. You need to create a new funding model for the innovations. Yearly budget cycles don't fit. If you've got a big project that is going to go over multiple years, how do you do that? Do you try to break it down and make it fit into the budgeting cycle? I've tried that to make that work. It is extremely frustrating to the innovation team. You end up with this kind of start-stop process where you kind of get going and then, whoops, slow down because we don't have budget approval for next year, so you can't commit to that headcount. You can't commit to that prototype yet because you got to wait until next year's budget cycle, and it just totally screws up the entire innovation process. The innovation doesn't happen on an annual basis, so why should the funding model be structured that way? Get your CFO to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. The key here is to show the CFO how you're managing risk. The CFO's job is to manage financial risk, to make sure they have sufficient cash on hand to cover the expenses and to meet what they told the board they were going to achieve financially. Don't treat the CFO, push them away. Make them part of the solution. Every CFO that I've interacted with, both you know, the CFOs at the divisions at HP or the corporate CFO at HP, my CFOs in my current role, CFOs in the past, what I have found is that they want to be part of the solution. They don't like being the no guys or gals. They want to be part of the solution. So bring them in, make them part of the solution, explain how you manage the innovation risk using things like stage gate funding. If you're not familiar with stage gate funding, go over to Kill Innovations. Just search for StageGate. There's been a number of podcasts on this. We actually have over on Killer Innovations and examples where you can download stage gates and you can create those stage gate funding models so that the CFO gets comfortable that you're taking the management of risk as seriously as they do. So step number six, create a new funding model. Get out of an annual budgeting process. You need patience. You need committed resources over extended period of times to be successful. So what have we talked about today? When it comes to doing innovations in large corporations, here again are the six steps I've used and I use today. One, establish team leadership. Find that person who's going to drive and support and enable your innovation roadmap. Two, recruiting. That leader and supporting them, help them find and recruit the right team. I go for the renegades. I go for the rebels. I go for the ones that typically don't fit into a traditional button-down kind of corporate environment. I'm finding the people who are going to shake things up. Number three, governance. Don't let other people kind of put a structure on you where you got to go to some committee to get an idea approved. Use your governance to, in effect, create permission. Set aside dollars, give away signing authority, have that team move fast. Number four, go outside. You're not the only source for ideas. Open up. Number five, stay stealth. Stay off the radar screen. And number six, find a new funding model. Get out of the annual budgeting cycle as the funding mechanism for innovations in an organization. And when a corporation and company does that, they are well on their way to creating innovations that are going to be game changers. So thanks for joining today. If you have any questions, just drop me a note over at phil@killerinnovations.com. You can visit the show notes. We'll have links. I'll try to put up a bunch of links to some past shows so that you can kind of, you know, get the full picture here. So just hop over to killerinnovations.com. That's where you'll find the show notes for this show, plus the entire archive going back to 2005. Follow over on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, or any of the other social medias. Just search for Phil McKinney, no spaces, all one word. Also, check out the store, innovation.tools. That's where you can find the book. We just recently have put up, I'm not advertising it yet, so you're getting an inside scoop here. The killer question card decks are now in. I'm not advertising them yet because I'm getting ready to head on a big trip. So I'm going to be gone. So it's kind of hard to ship if a bunch of people order. But if you want to check out the killer question card deck, you can go over to innovation.tools, T-O-O-L-S. You can check out the card deck. You can put your order in. Just be patient. I am going to be on the road here for a while. We also have some other items that will be popping up there. Can I ask a favor? Can you write a review over on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast? It's a huge help, right? We want to get the word out on the show, help more people really drive and create innovations that are going to change the world, make the world better through innovation. But we need to help in getting that word out. So tell people about the show. Give us a review. Tell us what you think of the show. We read the reviews over on iTunes or wherever you know the show, whether it's Google Play or Stitcher or wherever you get your podcast. And remember, don't let the innovation antibodies get you down. Right? We all have innovation antibodies. We have those people who listen to your ideas and tell you they're not good, that they're not going to work, don't try it, you know, you're not the person to make that happen. Don't believe them. Don't let the innovation antibodies get you down. Go out there and change the world. One innovation at a time. We will see you here next week. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to be part of this. Please communicate. Let us know topics and questions you have, and we'll weave those into upcoming shows. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalk Radio.